Hello.
Thank you. This is a call center. Returning your call. You had called earlier.
Oh, yes. I was overcharged for, I don't think it was some kind of fitness apps or something for two of them. It was $179. And the guy I talked to at your office said that he would put them back on there, but I don't know if he ever did or not.
He said he would do what now?
He said he would put that 179.12, I think is what it is, back on there because they did. I
Put
didn't
it
order
back.
that
I'm not understanding what you're saying. Put it back on what? On where?
on our debit card. Me and my mom,
You
we paid
have.
$1.95 for something for a phone or a iPad or something.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
It's 409-77. I'm sorry, I don't know how to explain. I'm so tore up about it. It's driving me crazy. My mom's Social Security check is what it is.
What's your name,
It's something
ma'am?
like Angela Caldwell.
I don't see under that zip code that you've just given me a 40977.
Yes.
I don't see it. Would it have been on anyone else's name?
No, it was under my name. What it was, it sent me an email or a message on my messages and said that I had to do it before Sunday. And today's Sunday. I just got it today.
I don't know what to discuss with you, ma'am, based on the fact that I
And I
don't have
keep
an
pushing the
account with
link, and it
you.
keeps sending me to that iPad thing, saying I want an iPad, an iPhone 13, and a PlayStation.
What's let's see if we can find it by the spelling of your first name is what?
Angela, Angela. Caldwell, Caldwell.
There you go, Miss Carwell. Will you verify your address for me, please?
Yeah, it's 237 Jensen Hollow Wright Road, Conway,
Do
Kentucky.
you have a post office box?
Yes, it's 2801 Millsboro.
Yes, ma'am. I've located transactions under your name. Give the computer a couple minutes. So this here transactions went back from December 12th, where you paid $7.45 to receive an Ultra Bar that was shipped out on 12/16. After that, it automatically enrolled you into the gadget store after 48 hours if they did not hear from you to cancel that you not want to be a member of the gadget store, which picked up $49.97. That was for December. January was $49.97, which was declined. However, in so really the last charge you received we got from you was in December 12th because the January
And it was for a what?
the membership after that you okay back in December you agreed to pay $7.45 for an Ultra Bar that you received that was shipped out to you on 12/16.
What's an Ultra Bar? I don't know what that is unless my son picked it up from post office.
It's something I think it's like where you have several plugs, bars, and stuff that you can plug up.
Yeah, I don't know. My son could have possibly picked it up. That's been a couple months ago.
Yeah, that was back in December. It's called an Ultra Bar. The Ultra Bar is, let's see here, if they have a site so you can look at it and see what it is.
Don't know if I could get a hold of the bank or not. I mean, I didn't order no fitness app, two of them. I mean, I don't even know why anybody would order a fitness app anyways.
Well, a lot
I
of
don't even know
people
what that
use,
is,
no,
really.
fitness app syncs with your watch, your smart watch, and it allow them to process their fitness plan, meal plan. It works one. We have thousands of
I didn't order
customers.
two of them. Yeah, I didn't order two of them. Me and my mom's living on her Social Security. She's got lung cancer, and we didn't order no fitness app. It said that she want an iPad for $1.95, and we put that on the debit card and got charged two times for $89.95. Trendy Hill something. And he said it was fitness apps.
They are, yes, ma'am. I'm trying to locate. I don't have a site here for you, but I don't even see what you're talking about, the 8929 now. I don't see that.
Yeah, I've got the numbers and stuff the bank printed me out.
All I see is that. Hold on. On the charge I see is 1212. I don't see what you see. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't used the post office box on anything. I've been using the address I'm living at, which it don't.
Let me see if another account applies to you.
It should be 237 Jensen Hollow Right Road.
Under your name here, I see, let's see here. I don't see anything, ma'am, other than something that was created on December 12th. I don't see the $89 that you're speaking of. The only thing that came up under your name was when I put in your name, it came up. Unless it would have, the $89 is under someone else's name, then I won't see that.
No, it's under my name. It was when I called him back, it's got the phone number here. It's a 1-844 number. It's different from this one. But it told me to push the link on that message, and it kept taking me to the iPad, and then it said customer service, and it gave me your number. It was a different number. The 1-844 number I'm calling says they wasn't open, and I only got till the day to do it.
Let me try this again. What was that? Put in your name, because it gave me several. Angela gave me. What's your first name again?
Angela. A-N-G-E-L-A. But the address would be different. It ain't the post office.
Yes, ma'am.
Box.
What's your last name?
Caldwell. Caldwell.
I see. Well, actually, it was just showing me all the transactions from December 15th all the way up to 21st. So that's all I see here. I don't see anything else what you're talking about. And then those on the one that I do see here on the 21st, it has it was declined, but the only thing I can do on this last one, just make sure these accounts are canceled from the 21st, but you should have received. It's just that they've been declined all this time, so not to say they're not going to go back and charge you again. So I can put in
a different phone number. I know that. It might be not, it's maybe somewhere else besides where you're at.
The Andrew Caldwell name, that's what came up under that, ma'am.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just got the, I don't know, the debit thing, and then the last four numbers of debit card, when it was done.
So which card are you? So what card are you using? What card are you talking about, ma'am?
It's the MasterCard debit card, bank debit card.
What's the last four digits of that?
7749.
See, I don't have that. I don't see that transaction at all.
Yeah, I talked to him the other day. He knows where it was at. I'll just call them tomorrow, I guess.
Have the bank to call, because I don't see they did pull up your transaction from January 21st of the $49, but I don't see what you're speaking of at $89.
Right, yeah. So it'd be better if I had the bank call them?
Call who? The bank could call here.
No, it's a different number that's on this bank statement.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's not us, ma'am. That's the point I'm making.
Right.
That's the reason I can't find it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I didn't know. All right, thank you.
You have a wonderful night.